What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. Sorry. Me too.
Sorry.
That's why I depend on you.
Please. Chase, you want to see my next tattoo?
Ooh, yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, ask him where he's putting it.
On your penis?
Well, like, yeah.
Only when it's hard, though.
I know it's girthy, but is it that girthy?
I can't imagine.
Will it stay that way as they're shoving needles into it?
So does it change when it's flaccid versus erect?
How could you even get tattooed on your dick? I feel like even if you got, like, you would almost have to get hard to get tattooed on your dick, right? But as soon as the needle hit it,
that's what I'm saying. How would you stay hard? But now, do you think like if you took some for him,
you'd just blow your load? Be like,
what's the fucking blue pill?
Viagra.
Viagra.
It would retreat.
Whatever.
Instantly, bro. It would be like, nope. It would like,
yeah, turtle in defense mechanisms. Yeah, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Cold, it shrinks.
But supposedly people have done it. So how?
Because people get off on that shit. I think
on pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a fear boner.
That's the only people
they just sounding hole their fucking wiener and stretch it out.
I could not fucking bat wing the wiener skin. Like, what the fuck?
Let me take this 8-inch steel rod and jam it down my wiener hole.
Yeah, I definitely
do it, dude. It's gross.
So
real and so
couldn't
bad.
Do it. Couldn't do it.
So fucking.
Yeah, don't
gross.
Google sounding. It has nothing to do with audio. Like,
ding. Well, now I have to.
No, that did. Yeah, if you Google sounding, it's bad, dude.
Did you Google it?
Yeah, because there was some guy was like, I don't think that's audio video, and he looked up. He's like, now I'm fucked up or something. Something crazy. I was just like, what? Because.
It was fuck.
Yeah, it's what you pull up, dude. Bro. Did you do images? Yeah,
no, thank God.
Images. Don't do the images.
Urethral sounding is the practice of inserting objects into the urethra for sexual
gratification.
Like a big
old fucking thing, dude.
It's like
that
crazy,
sounds
bro.
So
they have gauges.
This puts
they
them at risk gauges. For urinary tract infection, urethral strictures, loss of the foreign body. Does that mean his penis will fall off?
I don't even know.
Lost
what the fuck?
I got like a little. I
was
got
it
like.
The, was it, dude, be careful, man. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I got.
Yeah, dude.
You shove that in your fucking dick hole? What is wrong with you?
I got like a little bit of
looks
lotion.
Like a sword.
I got like a little bit of.
That picture totally fits. Like, what the fuck?
I got like a little bit of lotion in the tip of my dick one time, and that was fucking excruciating,
burn,
bro. Like,
burns.
I don't even know how you do that.
How would you jam a fucking 8-inch rod ribbed in ornate pleasures?
Human beings are fucked up, dude.
Like, that's your jam. Like, do you like oscillate it or do you just like let it ride? I don't even get it.
Here's an electroshock one. So you can electrify yourself, electrocute whatever. Through your fucking penis hole.
Oh, no.
God.
Dude, I don't understand some people. Like,
I have
these. Yeah,
these,
you don't understand either.
I have these pains that are happening in me. Bella's hurting right now.
Right?
There's just a lot of pain in this.
She feels it, dude. She's like, yeah, that's fucked
She's
up.
She's like, don't do it, guys.
No.
She's pissed.
So seriously, how did you find out about that?
We're okay. I was literally on Reddit, and there was this this page I was reading about, like, audio fucking shits or another. It was like some fucking just dumb thing, and I clicked on it, and it's like, oh, it's a somebody said something about a sounding board. It was like, oh, did you say sounding? And they're like, some next comment was like sounding, and the next one had a link that says enter at your own risk.
Oh my god.
And then the next one was like, what, like, I don't understand it. And then they came back, he's like, I understand it now. And it had like this, like, so I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm thinking sounding, like sounding board. Like, I'm in an audio. Dude, I clicked on it, and it was literally some dude jamming a steel rod down his dick hole.
And
it was, I mean, it was sounding. He didn't lie.
That's crazy.
And like, it blew my mind. I was like, First off, why is it called sounding? I have so many fucking questions right now.
And because I'm of the noises you make.
And my penis
when you're
hurts.
Shoving that
I
down
didn't
there.
Even touch it, and it hurts right now just based off of what I've seen. And I've never lost that image. And that's the only image I've ever seen of it, and it's fucking scarred me for life.
I've had a catheter once.
That's kind of how it all happened.
And it was when I was overdosed. And I don't remember anything about that night, but I remember that pain was so bad. That
yeah,
seems like that would be worse.
A catheter, yeah. Except the catheter goes all the way to your fucking bladder.
It's crazy.
God, can you imagine? Where did we divulge into this fucking
you.
Chaos,
you did this to me. When sorry, you tell me I don't apologize. Do something, I automatically want to do it.
Yeah, dude.
I go and do it.
I wasn't fucking around, dude.
No. But that leads to another thing I don't get. Butt plugs.
I get that.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, not really.
Shoving a metal fucking torpedo in your asshole. I don't understand
it. I don't really like the butt. No, I don't even like my own butt.
I mean, you got to give it a little tickle every once in a while.
But I don't.
Yeah, just the thumb.
Yeah, like yeah. You're not going to get all fucking weird with it.
But I'm talking about the metal butt plugs that girls just put in and wear. Some of them
like
light
poop
up.
Scooper or nothing.
Like, so they're walking around downtown and their butthole's blinking? Like, what the fuck?
Okay. There's a difference between a butt plug, like, when you're having a good time.
I'm talking about the
when
actual
you're just
butt
walking
plugs.
Through downtown.
Or furries where their tails are the butt plug. Like, I don't get the shit.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand it.
Bella, earmuffs. Go away. You're way too young for this.
You don't want to hear
you're
about this.
Only four. You need to go.
She's like, I'd be okay with it.
Well,
don't wag your tail for that.
And
damn
then another
it.
Thing. So these furries, which sucks because sometimes
she's
the girls
all furry,
are fucking
huh?
hot, but then it's some weird ass tail butt plug they're shoving up there.
Yeah, it's like a little bit too much.
Yeah,
of,
you
like,
lost
why would you do
me.
That? Yeah,
like I don't. I can't even. Keep
I didn't
up
even
with
realize
this.
That was a fact, and I'm. Yeah. Really pissed at you that now I do.
Yeah. It's fucking stupid and weird. And, but anyways.
Yeah.
Riley is in eighth grade, and he talks about how there are kids at schools that say they're furries. I was like, do they even know what the fuck that is?
No.
Or do they just like to wear fucking rabbit ears to school, and they're claiming it's something?
That's the whole ongoing thing. It's like, oh, they have litter boxes. And
that's
they
so
don't.
Stupid.
They
that's
litter boxes, don't. Dude.
It's fucking joke, and they make them fucking change it. And like, my kid, Zoe's school, fucking, she has to wear a uniform. So how the fuck are you showing up? Like, right. You have to wear literally, like, the most basic shit.
Because isn't being a furry something sexual?
As far as I know.
That's what I thought.
But, you know.
But.
This is 2024, bro. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
No.
You're an old fuck.
I am, because I don't understand any of this shit.
I don't
fucking understand.
You, but I felt insulted.
No. That's fine.
Like I
because we kind of went over this, like, 2 years ago when Tyler was still on here.
I know, babe.
Because I don't understand fucking eating ass. No, and that's like a goddamn thing now.
All right, first off, no, that's
ass.
That's
I cannot sure. be single because there's no way I can
that's
eat someone's
ass. That's a health code violation.
Thank you.
I'll fucking eat ass. It's fine.
I nope. I can do it.
It's fine.
I'll munch box all day.
I can never be single because that will never happen.
Yeah. You only go about 3/4 of the way down. You got to give yourself a buffer.
Like into the ass or like by the ass?
Buy it, around it. You got to give a
Yeah. They don't bother me at all. It's fine. I'm good with it.
I don't get it.
Well, that's why I tickle there and then munch here. Symbiotic, dude.
I'm totally good with it. It's fine.
I am so glad I'm fucking married because I would not make it in the single world anymore.
I'm telling you, dude. People say, it's like, oh, you're married. You're never going to. Like, actually, no. It gets better.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
And sometimes you're like, really? All right, whatever.
Yeah, dude. It's just tenfold. What? Back in the day, I was limp dick. Nah, I wasn't. I mean,
What?
that all right. didn't start. What?
Oh, he's like, Chase is drunk.
Back in the day, he was limp dick. All right.
Can I get an edit?
Was this a nickname? Is this like.
Don, you need to keep that shit in for sure. That shit's staying, bro.
Look, yeah. Limp Dick Chase.
Maybe that's so probably the name of the episode. back in the day, I was Limp Dick.
Yeah, the problem is. Oh, fuck.
What's the problem? Is there a bigger problem?
Well, the problem is that's what. It's nothing like what I was trying to say. That's just what came out.
Yeah, let's hear it, dude. Let's hear your explanation for this.
I have no explanation. That wasn't even what I was trying to say. I give up.
No. We got it. Come on, Limp Dick. Let's hear it.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Back in the day, you were limp dick. That's your wording exactly. It went from furries to eating ass to tickling the butthole to back in the day, you were limp dick.
This conversation divulged many minutes ago.
Yeah.
I think what I was saying
is fine, Chase.
I was a pound hound back in the day.
With a limp dick? How was that?
You just slap it.
Just like you pound on top of it.
I smacked a few asses in my day. Welted that shit.
It's a, yeah.
So anyway, how about the Bears? Good offense this season.
It's fine, Chase. I've definitely got whiskey dick before. It's always inopportune timing.
The two of the hottest chicks I've ever been with, I whiskey dicked out, and I was just like,
you're so disappointed in yourself. You're like, why?
And I was young. Working? I'm like 18, 19 years old. I'm like, yeah, you're crazy hot. And then you're like, I got nothing.
You're like, it's not working. I don't understand. I'm really upset.
Because she was.
And then you got to use that old line. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Her inside was.
You got to be like, do you want to like hang around for like 6 hours?
Yeah.
Or? Yeah. Do you want to breathe?
And there's a fine line between the whiskey dick.
Got a couple
dick,
burritos left.
Whiskey dick, and then the one that we just like, I can go show. Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one drink or something.
Oh, yeah. Where you're just like, you're like a porn star and you just pound for like hours. You're like, keep recording. Yeah.
Yeah. Flip over. All right, now do this.
Cool. Like, you wake up in the morning with the worst blue balls ever. You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, dude. That is the, okay, that's the, it's either or. It's like, it's either whiskey dick or like go forever, but still not come. But like, it's still great.
Which
still,
is fine.
It's still fine. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's
because and at that point, she's just like rabid. She's just like, no more. Yeah, I give up. You're like, yeah.
Mission accomplished. But so, I still would like to come.
Yeah, I got
to
go run one out.
It's not going
to
happen.
Then you try to beat it out. And you're just like, your shoulder's numb. You're like,
she hears you scream from the bathroom. Fuck this.
Shoulder.
I'm telling you, dude, the shoulder gets really tired.
Women like I'm kind of jealous of that aspect, dude. It's like a very easy thing for them.
I feel like it is too. Like once you figure it out,
it's not a ton of expectation, and I mean, some women can like come multiple times. I'm like, lucky you.
Yeah, you just keep pounding it.
Lucky you, dude. What the fuck?
Maybe you gotta munch it out a little bit. Just don't. Come and then munch it on. That's the problem. You gotta have some etiquette.
You gotta give it 10 minutes. It like soaks in there. It soaks up.
It processes in 8 to 12 minutes.
It's like a sponge, dude.
I don't.
You know.
Is it though?
I'm a dirty motherfucker, dude. I'm sorry. That's what I just tell myself. I tell myself.
I mean, I shoot blanks. It's all good, but
I do too. Don't.
She didn't want to hang out with that. Don't blame her.
Yeah, I do too. It's it's kind of nice to shoot blanks. So you're just like, there's just no, you know.
Yep. I should get retested though. It's been like 10 years.
I should get. Did it they tell done, you to but do like, that? I have no need.
I thought
to.
It was like at 1 year you got to test. So no, I tested it one year.
I passed all my prelims, but then they say after like a decade or so you should retest.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's how Tara ended up with Stephanie and Steven. They had twins, and he was fucking fixed.
Dude, if I fucking had twins right now, I would kill myself.
My wife just doesn't have.
I have
any
a minivan.
Fuck my house minivans.
At least my house fits it.
Fucking
that would
minivan.
Be like
really.
Well, if I had four
fucking
kids,
minivan?
Yeah, I would need a fucking minivan.
Get a Suburban.
You would be like,
fucking
okay.
Two babies? Yeah, fuck that.
You would be like really excited about having babies, but then in the back of your head, you would be like dead inside. You'd be like, I'm just going to be a parent for the rest
of
my life.
I'm going to be like 75
I've been around a lot
before
of really
they're out of
small
the house.
Babies
yeah.
lately, and like, it's like so cool, and then they leave, and you're like, thank fucking
See,
God.
Yeah, no shit.
Lex loves the baby stage.
I love babies. I just hate.
I like the
staying there.
I like the toddler.
When, yeah, when toddler you can fuck stage, around man. The little bastards. Yeah,
no, I like.
And they got like
two to five
cute
somewhere.
Little
you know.
Voices, yeah. bro.
I like big babies where they kind of crawl a little bit, but they're like you can just leave them in the living room and just like go fucking party for like 3 hours.
I like the ones that can say I do, wipe my no, own
I do,
ass.
I do like the baby babies are good for that, but the toddler ones
yeah,
are great.
I don't want no newborns.
Like
it's great when they can wipe their own ass.
I don't want them walking and getting into shit. Because I have nephews and nieces.
How else are they supposed
right
to get
now?
You a beer if they can't walk and get
They don't.
Shit.
They give me the fucking knife out of the goddamn drawer and cut their fingers. It's happened twice, dude. And it has a fucking lock on it.
Why you got a fucking knife in your drawer?
Yeah, dumbass. Because like,
that's where you keep
one
a
time.
Fucking knife.
You keep a knife on the time. Counter in the knife block.
He's like, it's the knife drawer. It's the
knife. I'm not going to open a drawer and shove my hand into a
what
drawer
of knives.
What are you,
fucking knives? Martha Stewart 1990 in my knife block?
What are you keeping them in a... What are you... You're all like just drunk one night reaching in the drawer for
no,
a fucking
the
knife?
No, the nice ones are on the magnet and the other one's in the drawer
one,
with
it's
the
just
lock.
Just one knife in one drawer like that is his best.
No, it's 37 knives in one drawer.
He's got the black foam cut out.
Dude, he got the brand new one out. It was like fucking... It was like razor. I'm like, what the fuck? And he like hit his finger and it like split and like... It was crazy.
I can never have a magnet.
And then you let it happen
either.
Again. You let it happen again. It's crazy. It's very irresponsible.
2 weeks later.
Because I had a magnet strip when I was a
I'm
cook,
sorry I didn't teach him how to use
and
the
And I just finished
lock.
Sharpening the knives. I'm like this to fell. Put it up there and it fell.
Try
and I was,
catch it.
Yeah, I was stupid. I was like, oh. And it phoom, bloodied up the mayonnaise, the pickles.
Oh, do you reach out with your hand? You try to hacky sack.
I just thing. Said I was stupid that it just stuck in the top.
You know what the one of the
I have
worst
a problem
ones.
With that. Anything I drop, I try to save it with my foot.
Oh yeah,
and I'm real fucking good.
I do
at
with
it.
Sodas.
So if
and,
I did that with a knife, it would literally like cut my foot off. Be like, just,
I guess I do the same, but I don't know if I've done it with a knife, a fork, anything. But like jars, cans, yeah. Sodas, yeah. If
sometimes you keep it from breaking, like this yeah. Glass.
Oh, bro, I've saved
sometimes
so many
you catch
of
it just yeah. Right. It stays on
you
the foot.
Just, you
like,
try
ah.
To stall it, and you're like,
yeah.
You say, oh, sorry, bro.
I did a Saran wrap box one time. Back in the day, like it was falling off the counter, I went to catch it, and that it's like a fucking
that
saw
metal.
Blade, like a Costco size Saran wrap box. Dude, that shit
just like little tape packs, the little Scotch tape.
Yeah,
there's a little mini fucking saw blades. I cut my finger so much on that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I'm telling you, some of those fucking packing tape ones, those are the sharpest open blades you'll ever be around in your life.
Yeah,
digging through a drawer, and all of a sudden you come across it, and you're like, whoop.
I think the worst thing I ever got cut from though was when I worked Micron. The plastic clamshells, because you had to get your finger in there and open them to get the memory cards out or whatever. Just slice right through your fingers. Like, but they're like thicker plastic.
I gotta get like a screwdriver and be like.
They wouldn't let us, because that would fucking, you had to be grounded and shit. You had to like.
Yeah.
You had to like strap yourself to the fucking table. And yeah, it was an awesome job. It was cool back in 1999, 2000. But
that's when my dad worked there.
Which one did you work at? Yeah, I didn't know him. Fuck off.
Yeah, because he built that shit, bitch.
Built it.
You were a slave. He was
a
builder.
I was a slave. I started as security there. In 99, I worked security for a few years, and then I went to Crucial Technology.
Is that when I got robbed?
Yeah. No, it's funny. When I was interviewed, they're like, so what are you going to do if somebody comes here and holds a gun to you and wants to rob the place? I'm like, take him the expensive shit? And a fucking walkie-talkie. What else was I going to do? Like, help them carry it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, "What do you want?"
Yeah, if you back up to this
dude,
door,
insured,
we could
bro.
Just cart it right in.
We'll go up to floor three and go. Well, you're calling the police, duh.
My brother did one night because like
a diversion.
I was dumb and I got my younger brother James a job there. Because we had multiple sites, and one night he would
empty fucking beers everywhere.
You could like go on, and you could like turn off somebody's badge, so he'd wait until he see me doing the rounds.
I want light beers,
and. You know, you'd see my badge go into a room, and as soon as the door closed, he turned off my badge. So I was stuck in a fucking room.
That's tight.
And he got me stuck on the fucking roof. And so I'm
technologically
like,
awesome.
I'm
actually.
On the fucking radio. I'm like, dude, fucking let me back in, you piece of shit.
Okay, dude.
He starts doing his Asian accent and talking about helicopters and going to shoot up the place. Cops showed up. I was like, you're a fucking idiot, dude. Like,
oh,
they can hear this
bro.
Shit.
I was going to say, you're not on a private channel, I'm sure.
Yeah. No. And then there was another time.
Did he get fired?
No, which surprises me because another time at one of our other sites on Federal Way.
Same exact scenario.
No, this is my boss and I. Never I had learned. To drive the boss around to check up on the other security guards. So he's in the vehicle with me and we're driving. We go up there. We walk in and James is like just fucking snoring away. Arms out like a fucking starfish on this rolling chair. So my boss grabs this like handful of chains and just drops them on this warehouse floor, scares James awake. And he's like, oh, what's up, fuckers? And he still didn't get fired.
Wow.
Damn.
There was another time that we were racing office chairs impressive. Through an empty warehouse. And he's like, oh, fuckers, I'm winning. Because you sit in the chair and you just push with your feet backwards, right? And they're like, ah. And he just right out into a dumpster because the fucking door was open. James is an idiot. He's a good time, but he's an idiot. What? You want in on this conversation?
She's a James fan.
She's a fan of James? Yeah. What if I said he supports Trump? Yeah, that's what I thought. No longer a fan of James.
She's not political, but she knows a dumb fuck when she's sad. Right.
Did you get to meet James?
No, never yet.
So you met Squash, but not James. James didn't show up.
Correct.
Yeah, I never met James.
You haven't met James either.
We've talked on the phone and on a podcast several times.
Yep.
He's an asshole.
I feel like I know
him. He's a dumbass.
I feel like he looks like you.
No. He looks like a Mexican.
Mexican?
He married a 4-foot-tall Mexican, and now he looks Mexican.
Yeah, you start to look like your spouse after a while, dude. That's the thing. And your dog.
Do I look like Tara and Bella?
Eventually, you guys will. You'll get shorter. Like, you'll shrink when you get older.
And I'll start getting white hair.
Yeah.
And I'll start wearing pink collars.
I haven't been able to find the good picture. Lex and I found one where he was, like, really, really.
I just ordered t-shirts on Facebook.
Hispanic looking, but if only my brother James knew that you want to tap him.
Why is it always got to be gay shit with you?
Well, I got to show you a picture of my brother and you'll be like, I'll tap it. Do you see his, so my wife is short. Look at his wife next to, she's literally 4'10".
Post it up.
She's 4'10 or 4'9".
Why are y'all posting it
up? I was trying to stay out of the picture. I was like.
You got your fucking head up, dude. Like.
Because I was trying to get out of the picture, but my mom sucks and still took it anyways. Dave and Buster's.
You look like a cholo in that one.
You look like a chomo. How about that, motherfucker?
That's not even nice, bro.
No, it's not. And it's not true. Nice. But still, you look like a meth head. How about that?
I don't even like kids in general. Sound like that.
I fucking hate kids. Why do you call me this? If
I was saying, that's a cool concert shirt. Yeah.
Is it still count as a t-shirt if it doesn't have sleeves? Huh? Does it still count as a t-shirt if it doesn't have sleeves?
Yeah.
No, dude.
Isn't it technically a tank top?
It's not called a sleeve shirt.
It's a slurt.
But if you search t-shirt, they don't give you pictures of them with the sleeves off.
So that's not a tank top, though. That's a sleeveless t-shirt.
It's not a t-shirt anymore.
It says tank top. He needs to find that shirt
where it's sleeveless like that.
I got to hear that.
It's sleeveless like that, and it says, I flex so hard the sleeves just fell off.
No.
But it looks like that.
It says tank top.
So they're calling that a tank top, too.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I just don't know what's the... I don't even know how they came up with tank top for that. Like, what makes that... You know what I mean? How do you come up with the names for these things?
I don't know. Do you shoot fucking missiles?
Yes.
What the fuck did he just
say? Do you have armor plate?
Is that what it is? Is like, because when you got hard nipples, it's like a missile, so that's called a tank top because it covers those?
There's no way in hell that's maybe. What that is. My nipples are, they stay hard.
There's no way.
Tank top.
My whole thing is like sleeveless shirt has like inches on the top here. Like,
see, I'm fine calling a sleeveless shirt, but it's no longer a t-shirt because the sleeves are what make it a t.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Check this out.
But
it was from the military, dude. Tank top was first introduced in 1917 by the U.S. military. He used them as part of the uniforms during World War I.
Tanks, because it was hot as fuck.
The tank suits were later adopted by the athletes in Olympic swimming pools and later in music videos and celebrity like Bruce Willis. Why is Bruce Willis in this?
Die Hard.
Yeah, so it was fucking... It was for tanks, bro.
And I'm finding this...
It was for the tanks.
The name tank top comes from the term tank suit, which was used to describe a type of bathing suit. That's what I'm coming up with.
That they wore in tanks because it was hot.
Tank tops were originally worn for swimming, but their performance advantages led to their adoption by other athletes. They were also worn as undershirts, particularly with dress shirts and suits.
Oh, no, dude. Since during World War I, soldiers wore heavy woolen uniforms that were not ideal for the hot and humid climate in the trenches.
It is named after tank suits.
To address this issue, the British Army introduced a new type of uniform called the Airtex shirt, which was made of lightweight, breathable fabric.
It's a wife beater.
Yeah. It's this fucking weird ass Android
search.
That's
their fancy name for a wife beater.
I'm not finding any of the search answers he's finding. It's all saying
it's
from
all
like,
lies.
Oh no, bro.
Yeah, it's fucking. This isn't the first time this has happened where Android lies to him,
bro.
No, but your Android is lying to you.
You're My Android.
Oh, Apple doesn't lie.
Takes better pictures Android, and it has
Apple
better.
Apple doesn't
weather
fucking
predictions.
Lie.
Here, okay, it's starting. Okay. You hear it starting?
All right, bro. Google Maps versus Apple Maps.
Welcome to the podcast.
What?
Google Maps versus Apple Maps.
Honestly, when I'm mapping at work, Apple Maps on my phone finds more than Google Maps
Bull
on the internet.
Shit.
100%. When we're mapping for the guys, I can find an address on my phone that will not show up on Google Maps on the computer.
That's bullshit.
I've really never had anything tell me.
Who maps out routes every day for
people
to work?
I will say the one thing
me
is,
or the fucking
is,
banker.
If you look at the map on Google Maps on my for my address, it says it's on Iron Creek.
Well, that's because street names change.
Oh, so you're pro Google now?
No,
you just said it.
No, I said Google Maps sucks.
Yeah, thank you.
What about that's what I'm saying. What about the camera?
Your camera is better than mine. We discussed this last night.
I mean, mine's
but I have an older model, so
I just have a little tiny phone.
I have an older model, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, Zane has a tiny phone.
What does he have? The iPhone 3?
No, it's a SE.
Oh.
I kind of miss that small phone, though.
So it's like new technology in the old case.
So I found an old Apple 3.
So it's like an it's
at
like
home.
A,
it
it's
only
like
works when I plug it in.
It's like tiny,
some
bro.
Shit like that.
Yeah, I can't. I've got to have the biggest they have because I can't do the little ones. I'm like,
texting and driving, dude. That screen is perfect, though, but not for mine. See, I'm like, it's dangerous.
Yeah. How is it compared to mine?
Screen's small.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be fucking big.
Yes, it does.
You know.
It fits in my pocket, dude.
But this fits in my pocket.
Watch this, motherfucker. Whoosha. Watch this. Whoosha. Whoosha.
Where do you think I keep my phone?
God damn, if you guys could have seen that.
I keep mine in my pocket, too, dude.
In my pocket. It all fits. Sorry, I'm checking the score right now.
Yeah. I was going to say, we got a Boise State game starting.
Fuck BSU. LSU's winning, though, 37-21.
Yeah, you said that until you put that hat on.
What hat? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's sitting over here somewhere.
What you talking about, Willis?
Fuck, I seen it. I seen it somewhere.
Like I told you, son, I got to support BSU now because Cowboys take most of their players. So, and I need the Cowboys to do good.
Oh, shit. See how the kids start flocking? It's because they're hungry.
You've been swimming all day, Zane.
He sure looks like he's been
swimming all day.
No, he's just getting out of the pool.
I want to go swimming tomorrow.
He flexed, though, and his shirt just fell off.
Yeah.
It happens, dude. Look at his physique.
Right?
Oh, he's flexing now. You see his ribs show up. Oh, don't be modest, bro. Just let it rip. Damn.
It's like, that's ribs, homie.
That's he's what we said. That's what Les is like. Donald, he's like, you can't show your ribs and say that's abs. Like, he thinks he's like, look, count them. And I got a six pack. I'm like, where? Now, obviously, he's sucking it in there. He doesn't.
Bro,
his ribs aren't always sticking
you're
out.
You're totally sucked in, and I don't see any abs.
And then I get stuff like this from him.
Cornholio.
I am the great Cornholio.
That's Cornholio.
See, that's
sure,
what Zane looks like. Like, he's skinny.
Yes.
See, now just flex it. Don't suck in. Just flex it hard.
But are you this skinny that you have to freaking roll your shorts so they stay on? I was like, dude, stop buying man size then. Get little boy size.
Like, literally, dude, your organs are showing.
Yeah. Hold them up to a light and see what he ate for breakfast.
Cheetos.
But, like, yeah, he'll go around the house like, flex, dad. I was like, dude, if I flex, it's going to hurt you.
I really don't want to block in your eye.
He's got these little skinny arms. He's like, feel my muscles. So I'm like, and he's like, that hurt.
Don't be weird, dude.
What did he say?
Nobody knows, dude. God. See, what happens is they get spasmodic, and then they get the donkey brains, and they get hungry.
The donkey brains.
And then they just don't know where they go. They go, oh, dude, I have a sad story about a fucking donkey. I'm fucking driving to Mountain Home the other day, like cruising, and I
passed. This isn't them telling you a story.
Actually
have a story.
No,
this is me, okay.
Like, actual story. So I'm driving, and I passed this fucking Honda Ridgeline, an older one. And I remember clowning it because it was pulling a fucking donkey trailer with, like, a cool donkey. He's, like, looking out. He's like, he was just like, sup. And I'm like, cool. So I drove by and I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, this, it just looked like a weird dude, like, to be towing it. And then I even looked at my rearview mirror. I was like, this Honda fucking Ridgeline, like, old ass one. And so anyway, I'm just going to Mountain Home like right quickly. Like, I have to drop some shit off and go. So I was there for like 30 minutes at the most. Get on the freeway and come back. At the last exit coming out of Mountain Home, I looked over and I saw the fucking the Honda. Because it had a fucking like huge feeding trough like up over the top of it. So it was very obvious. And it was off on the side, dude. And the donkey trailer was fucking all fucked up off to the side of it.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting here like, dude, I literally just looked that donkey in the eyes having the time of his life. And that trailer was fucked. And it was off. Like, it came off and like.
I can't tell my wife that.
Yep.
Yeah,
it she fucking wants donkeys. She loves donkeys. It was the saddest thing ever, dude. She would be so upset.
I feel like I had a bond with that donkey because I looked him in his eyes and he was just like. And I was like, that's cool. And I'm like, this dude in his Honda Ridgeline, like, and then literally came back and it was wrecked.
Done, bro.
Do your guys' dogs, I don't know why this made me think of it, like, try to look you in the eye while they're outside pooping if you turn and look at them?
Yeah,
they like just stare at you.
They
like,
look they at can't you in finish. Shame. They just go.
No, it's not shame.
Not Loki. Loki's like pooping. He's like.
You know why, though? They look at you because they're like, watch my back while I'm pooping. I'm vulnerable right now. Yeah, that's literally why they do that. Same.
I just make Cash eye contact with them, too.
Weird. Bella just doesn't look. She just does whatever she wants. She don't care.
No, they usually
Daphne's
like,
blind, like, so she's probably looking at the fence thinking she's looking at
she's
us.
She's like, you got my back, bro. I'm vulnerable.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're like, yo, I'm taking a shit right now. You got me?
But it's creepy.
If anything rolls up on me, you got me, right?
Because it doesn't look like all vulnerable. He looks like he's going to like.
His ass when he's fucking dropped trowel? Yeah,
he looks like he's going to bite my head off. He's like.
Yeti like will stand
if
on
if you dropped down
legs.
Took a shit, he'd watch your back too.
Yeti probably would. Or Yeti, he'd be back there sniffing it.
Yeti oh. stands up on his front legs and picks his back legs up when he shits.
That's so weird. That's
so and, weird. And Wesley does it too.
Does he wipe his paws too?
So he does a handstand yeah. while he pooping?
Like, yeah, it's like a
Bella straight wipes
shit,
her
bro.
Paws. She'll like all four paws like shh, 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 shh. Every time she takes a dump.
That's a that's like they're releasing pheromones out of their paws.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she fucks my lawn
up
every time.
Kicking up the
time,
dust,
dude.
Bro. Kicking up the dust.
She kicks up the grass. It's the most yeah. aggressive.
Do you find weird yeah. stuff in her poop?
It's marking the territory.
Usually, like, yeah.
Like, time. Whatever Loki eats, he'll eat a plastic bag of bagels. You'll find pieces of that plastic bag. We still read the words in his in his turds. Dude. I'm like, what the
it's
fuck?
All fresh baked.
Like, what the fuck? That would be. Dude, if I ever find. I am taking a picture. If it says fresh baked on his turd.
That would be viral.
He had one of those. What honest. Are they? The Kong? Those red Kong where you're supposed to put the, yeah. supposed to be indestructible. He shredded the
that
crap
up?
That he chewed
no
it up.
Way.
We found chunks of it in his turds
that's
for like 2 weeks straight,
dude.
That thing is like solid rubber.
The
only
thing
one I've
he
ever
has
seen
not
tore
been
up
able
is
to.
That was like sun bleached and like dead in the yard. And
yeah,
they tore crazy. It up. And like,
we get
those
all those
tough.
The Tonka tires, everything. He shreds them. The only thing he can't get through is a racquetball, and I think it's because they're just squishy enough. It and you get the slob out. In his mouth, like. Yeah, and shoots it across the house. He's nutted me a couple times with it. That hurts. Like, Loki, leave it. Right into my balls.
Launches it at your face.
And yeah.
When Bella is just coming around, she just, her tail's wagging. Her tail is so hard. If she hits you in the, like,
right in the no-no here, square?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts so bad. Yeah. And it's so annoying. Okay, this morning when I was sitting down and I was eating my breakfast, Bella's whining and stuff, and then she goes to sit down.
Oh my god.
And she farts so much.
Loki farts when he stretches.
She has bad gas, dude.
Loki will stretch in the morning.
I feel like she squeezes it, so it's like accentuated.
Does she crop dust? Loki will crop dust, too.
Wait, no, no, no. She crop dust all the time. One time at her old house, she... One day, she was just farting all day. It stunk the whole house, and it was disgusting. She cropped us, Dad, me, and everyone. Even when I went to lay down, she just farted all over.
Mom about took her outside. She's just like, dude, this bitch has got to go.
Loki will like,
what is happening?
When you get up in the morning, he'll stretch. You know, he gets like his front paws on the ground. He'll just like, ass up in the air, and just like, every single time he stretches.
Yeah, because they stretch their front paws and put the ass up.
Yeah. Yeah, and they stink so bad.
It's quite the entertaining moment in the household. You can tell.
I can never let Loki lick me ever. I will kick him in the face. I literally watched him eat his own turd.
Yeah, she looks like Krulo all the time, dude.
Like it's you like, see him poop, and he goes out there, and he's like, "Ooh, there's something still good in there." And he'll eat the whole turd. It's like you keep your face away.
Did you leave this behind?
I will kick you in the face if you try to lick me, dog. It's disgusting. And then I see Lex down there. And he's all licking her face. I'm like, kids sharing popsicles with him. I'm like, stop. Stop it.
Sharing popsicles.
Next, stop
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Don't share the popsicle, please.
Oh, Carter shares ice cream, popsicles, whatever with Loki. You'd be like, oh, you want to lick off my fork?
The whole premise of that. It's like, here's my gum. You want to try it?
Yeah.
It's fucking good, dude. Like, it's literally a slobber. If I go, try this.
Does she get, like, the drools? Yes. Like, she's a freaking St. Bernard, just drool strings down the side. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Shit out of me, dude. But she'll come up, and she does that. So it'll be dripping, and you'll see it, and you're like, what? But if you don't see it in time, it's already across your legs.
Loki gets, like, these strings that he can have for a while, and then if he's really wanting it, it's just like a faucet. Drip, 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 drip,
oh, dude,
drip,
yeah.
Drip, drip.
Yeah.
Puddles all over the house. I got to wear Crocs so I don't step in his puddles.
She doesn't puddle, but she'll definitely rub that shit all over you.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
She's drools. Just the most adorable. Like, every time.
Big old string of drool.
She literally convinced me every time I'm eating, she's just like, and she just convinced me, and I give her some, like, if I'm eating chicken nuggets, I'll give her half of one.
She gets those puppy dog eyes, and she just wants your food?
Yeah, you can't do anything about it. She's a yellow lab, so she's crazy. And once when she got the zoomies over the winter, I was playing out back. She would always rip off this glove. Not this one. I literally put it back on, tighten it even more. She still rips this one, not this one. Like, dude, come on.
I love when Loki gets the zoomies. Sometimes Lex will be sleeping. I'm like, and then I make him get the zoomies. I'll chase him around the house. Just like, vroom,
vroom. Wait, no. And also... when that happened, she was just running in the backyard going, like, bonkers. Like, and then she spit, and she just wipes out my legs and comes around, goes around the playset, grabs it, grabs my glove off, and just... And once I tightened it so much, it literally started dragging me across the yard.
We saw her tonight playing. She was, like, playing fetch with herself.
In your living room.
She was, like, throw the ball and grab it, run after it and dribble it, like...
That's insane.
Yeah. Now she's still at your blanket.
Yeah, I know, and I sleep.
Where'd Chase go?
I don't know.
He's disappeared.
He's going to cut the bag of food open or something? He came back,
no,
grabbed his beer, and he left.
No, he's making mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese? Who is that crap?
Oh, he's making riblets.
We do?
You eat mac and cheese?
Yeah, it's yummy.
Ew.
It's hecka yummy.
Ew.
You're gross.
Ew.
But my grandma's mac and cheese is super good.
I just don't like noodles.
You don't?
Bruh.
Well, the school noodles are gross.
Oh, my God. Our school noodles are all right, but sometimes they taste disgusting.
Well, you just said they're all right. She said they're gross. You said they're all right. No. Then you say disgusting. What is it?
I said sometimes they're disgusting.
Like overcooked?
Sometimes they're
all squishy and slimy and weird?
So...
Sometimes they're perfect, but sometimes they're just not good.
No, sometimes they make lasagna, and they'll take, like, a bunch of noodles, but they'll stick them together so it's, like, mush and act like it's a noodle. Mm. And, like, I had that for lunch on Friday. And
you send your
so
kids
gross.
To this school?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Your school is feeding your kids some mush nastiness.
No. You
sent them there. It's your fault.
You do not talk about their chicken nuggets. Their chicken nuggets that they make there are amazing.
Okay, but we were talking about noodles.
Well, and pizza. That's really good.
No, they have chili cheese fries at my school.
They make cookies for us.
You know what I got when I was in school? I got a tray of sludge. Eat it.
I would literally quit school.
Yeah, French bread pizza.
I would ask my parents to be homeschool.
I just brought my own lunches. I was like, forget this. I'm not going to eat this crap.
Forget this stuff.
I'm going to bring in a steak sandwich.
Steak sandwich. Don't I get to say out the B word for the outro?
Yes.
Yep. What is that?
Biatch.
Wait, tell me what I'm going to say.
The way you said that.
You can say it this time.
Wait, say that. Dad bod out?
Mm-hmm.
Dad bod?
Dad bods. That's what we're called.
Oh. You're called the Dad Bods? That's weird.
That's the name of the podcast, the Dad Bodcast.
It should be called the Dad Podcast, not Bodcast.
See, it's a play on words. The Dad Bod instead of Dad Pod.
Wait, the Dad bought a podcast.
The Dad Bod Cast.
You have to make it sound cool. I don't know what your version is cool is, though, because you wear leggings and shorts in the winter.
Fortnite. Fortnite's his version of cool.
Fortnite. No, I do not wear leggings. They're thermals, and because I don't when
it's
I
because you're so skinny, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
stay
warm.
When I run out of when I run out of my sweatpants, I wear thermals, and sometimes even if I have sweatpants, I still wear thermals because they're looser, so it's easier to run. So,
Dan wears thermals.
Only when I'm backpacking.
That's it. See, you still wear them.
You still wear them, though.
They don't make them in my
size.
Wait,
why you be on your phone right now, boy?
You know, looks like he's checking the weather again. Oh, my goodness. He's like,
so
Dad bods out, bitches.
Dad bods out, bitches.